I will be. Mavis forced herself to cross the kitchen and add wood to the firebox of her shiny black Range with chrome trim. After rattling the grate to let the ash fall through to the box below, she opened the damper so the wood would catch more quickly. Maybe a cup of coffee will help.
Help what? Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. The arrival of Cassie and her guide was just a huge surprise. Shock might be a better term for the way she was feeling. Mavis tried to smile reassurance, but the look on her daughter's face told her she'd failed. Besides, I need to get my thoughts together. This is dredging up a lot of memories, and I want to be sure I tell the story correctly. How much to put in and what needed to be left out? Just be honest, she reminded herself with the wisdom she had passed on to her children. Gretchen went about setting the table before taking a loaf of bread from the bread box.
I thought we were going to have cornbread.
We are. It's in the oven.
Then why am I slicing bread?
Mavis chuckled and shook her head. You caught me. She could hear wood being stacked by the fireplace in the parlor. Not that it was really a parlor, but instead the room where the family lived, other than the kitchen. With a huge stone fireplace on one wall, cottonwood frames with leather cushions for furniture, and a bare rug in the middle, the room invited everyone to come sit a spell. Right now, Mavis would love to have done just that. A cup of coffee, a blazing fire, and time to ponder her situation. Instead, she heard the men's boots on the back porch. After bringing in the wood, Ransom had milked the cow for the last time until she freshened while Lucas checked on the cattle. Ever since they'd had a fence cut in two places, they checked the herd morning and night to make sure all were accounted for. Cattle rustling was still considered a hanging crime, unless, of course, one talked with Sheriff Edgar McDougal, a real by-the-law lawman. Taking the pan of cornbread from the oven, she set it on the table on top of a potholder and then brought the skillet of elk chops along with the potatoes she'd baked. The gingerbread sat cooling on the counter, and Gretchen emptied the kettle of string beans into a bowl. The jar of Juneberry jam waited by the cornbread.
Are we missing anything?
She turned to Gretchen. Other than my mind, I think not. She glanced up to see Ransom studying her. I strained the milk and set it in the tank. There wasn't even enough to fill a jug.
I wonder if anyone else might have some milk for sale. It won't be long until Rosie comes in, so we can get along without if need be.
As soon as they were all seated, she bowed her head. Tonight it was her turn to say grace, and she needed all the grace she could get. Heavenly Father, thank you for this food and all the provisions you've given us. Thank you for this day, for my family, and please show us your leading in all matters. In Jesus' name, we pray. They all joined in the Amen. Except for the occasional please pass and thank you, an uncharacteristic silence settled over the table. The tension did a fine job of doing away with her appetite.
Lord, tell me what to say, where to start.
Let these men of mine hear me out with ears of love. The furrows on their foreheads are deep.
Would you like dessert now or later?
She asked when the last plate was scraped clean.
Both?
Lucas grinned at her, obviously trying to lighten the situation. Of course. There is plenty. I'll bring it into the other room. They all picked up their plates and set them in the pan of soapy water, staying hot on the reservoir. Gretchen set about putting the other things away, and Ransom retrieved small plates, cups, and saucers from the cupboard. Mavis called,
Lucas, would you please cut the gingerbread and put applesauce on it? I need to get a few things.
When he returned from the parlor, she ignored his questioning look and strode down the hall to her bedroom. The box she needed lay at the back of the shelf in her closet, resting there all these years. She debated just bringing the whole thing into the sitting room, but hesitated, thinking.